Welcome back to KRDO's Afternoon News. I'm being joined by ABC News correspondent in Jerusalem, Jordana Miller. Good afternoon, Jordana. And the United Nations says famine is imminent in northern Gaza.
That's right. I mean, the UN has been warning about the looming possibility of famine. And now they are saying specifically in northern Gaza, where there are about 300,000 Gazans there that have not really seen regular aid deliveries, or really the entire war. And then in February, even deliveries, once a week stopped. And there were several weeks where there was no delivery of anything up north. And those people, are hungry. We know from the latest statistics that one out of three children under the age of two are acutely malnourished. One out of six children that are in northern Gaza are also acutely malnourished. So this is a terrible situation. And even though we have some positive news to report on the aid ship that arrived this weekend that brought 200 tons of food, most of that successfully delivered to Gazans in the north, the reality is that land deliveries, truck deliveries are the most efficient, and the sea aid and even various airdrops of aid that the United States have taken part in just can't really compare. And that is why there's so much pressure now on Israel to open up some of its northern crossings and allow aid directly into northern Gaza, which we really haven't seen. We saw one crossing last week as a pilot, but since then, nothing.
And we're talking, if this trend does not reverse, around half of the total population of Gaza will be on the brink of starvation.
Well, they say that right now about the UN says about a quarter of Gaza's population are one step away from famine. And if nothing changes, then in the next couple months, that number could grow to include half of Gaza's population, a population that before the war saw 500 trucks of aid a day. It was a population very dependent on aid. About two-thirds of Gazans received some kind of aid. And so, when you think about all of the local food industries that have been knocked out because of the war, it leaves people in a very stressful situation where they just simply can't find food. And the majority of families in Gaza are living on what the UN now says is, one meal a day.
And some possible good news here, as President Biden spoke with Benjamin Netanyahu for the first time in just over a month.
That's right. It was a conversation that lasted about 45 minutes, according to Israeli sources. It has to be said, it very likely had some very tense moments, because remember, while the United States supports Israel's war and calls it also a just war of self-defense, and the need, the United States supports Israel's aims of pushing Hamas out, there's been constant daylight on a few issues. One has been the amount of humanitarian aid into Gaza. So we know the president has asked Netanyahu to boost aid in. And the other major issue now is Rafah, the operation that Israel wants to carry out against Hamas in the southern city of Rafah that sits on the Egyptian border. That operation, complicated by the fact that over a million Gazans are sheltering there, people who've often moved three or four or five times already in this war. Netanyahu says he has a plan to move those civilians out, to move them north to what the Israeli army described as humanitarian islands. Certainly now Israel will likely share those evacuation plans with the United States. And if the White House feels like it's a plan that can be executed and people can be safely moved, perhaps the president will support a military operation, large military operation in Rafah. It is necessary for Israel's military aims because there are several battalions there, Hamas battalions that are intact, and there are many tunnels there, not only where Hamas's leaders and some of the hostages may be, but there are cross-border tunnels that run into Egypt that Israel wants to get control of and destroy, because that was one of the main routes for the materials and the weapons that got into Gaza before this war broke out.
Jordana Miller, ABC News correspondent, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.